How real is this coronasomnia I've just mentioned?
Yeah, so what we're really talking about there is insomnia. And insomnia is a chronic sleep disorder characterized by an inability to fall asleep, to stay asleep, or to be refreshed when you wake up. Now, nearly all of us will have experienced one or all of those symptoms at some point in our life. But insomnia is a problem when it's chronic, when it's ongoing. So one of the precipitating factors that we know is really important for insomnia disorders is anxiety, is depression symptoms, and stress. So, of course, if the pandemic and everything that goes with the pandemic is raising anxiety levels, stress levels, symptoms of depression, psychological stress, then we would expect that to be reflected in rising incidences of insomnia. And of course, then insomnia feeds back. So if we're not getting enough sleep, that can feed our anxiety, that can feed our stress, that can feed our symptoms of depression.
Yes, and that brings the problem then for the next night. But on the other side of this, people may not be commuting as much. They may not be quite as tired. So there may be a reason why you're not sleeping as much, and there might be for good reason.
Well, so we did a study on this, and we showed that something that we term social jet lag is decreased. So social jet lag is basically the discrepancy between when our bodies would like us to sleep and when our social and work and school obligations force us to wake up and force our sleep schedules. So for most of us, normally, actually, when we should be sleeping is more reflected in the weekend or work-free days. That's actually when our body would prefer us to sleep. Now, most of us don't have the option of sleeping like that. And under normal circumstances, we about 80% of us use an alarm clock because our body is not yet ready to wake up on the mornings that we've got to go to work.